Does it feel to be back?
It feels good. Never left, really.
No?
No, I never left. I never left. But it feels good just to be back, be around the guys, you know, having a real off-season program. You know, unlike last year, where we didn't have nothing. So,
how much does that help?
It helps a lot, man. The most important thing is it builds a lot of camaraderie. And that's what's important, you know, with building a team. That's what's important.
Is that any different this year? I mean, you guys have somewhere between 12 and 15 new guys at this
right.
point. Or is it kind of just the same thing every year with the way the rosters turn over?
I mean, it's sort of the same thing. I mean, it's you're going to have some addition and subtraction every year. And it's just all about bringing the new guys into the team, bringing them into fold, letting them see how we do things around here. And, you know, just walking them through certain things. But I think it's pretty much the same thing every year. Yeah.
How do you feel about the new depth at wide receiver?
I feel good. I mean, we're working out now. We won't know anything until we get on the field. You know, it's going to be a transition. You know, the first thing is working out. Next thing is getting in the classroom, getting the plays. Next thing is going out, running around with T-shirts on, and then we put the pads on. So it's a big transition. I think competition is always good.
Can you even be excited about the possibilities with the personnel?
Oh, yeah, you can. You can, but you never know. You know, there's so much in and out and a lot of exchanging that goes on throughout this business, and you never know until it's done, until the entire roster is set. So, yeah, I mean, the guys here, we all cool. Everybody's cool with each other. We all here for one thing. That's it.
What's that?
That's the win. That's it. We're here for one thing.
Do you pay much attention to the draft and the other pieces that are brought in then as well? Or you
no. I'm going into my 11th year. I don't pay attention to none of it. It's crazy that the draft is here to what, tomorrow, right?
Thursday.
Yeah, see, I'm so far behind. I know. And I didn't know until my brother called me, like, who you all drafting? And I'm like, I don't know. When is the draft? I don't know. Who we drafting? I don't know. You know, I won't know that part until I take that job to go up in the front office.
Do you feel like that you have to compete for your roster spot?
Always. Always. And I wouldn't want to know the way. You know, I'm here to compete, show the coaches while I'm here, why they have me on this team. That's my job, to go out and compete and try to help my team.
Did you talk seriously with any other teams about heading elsewhere?
The conversation was there. I don't know. I can't say. I mean, I think everybody knew exactly what was what. You know, this is where I want to be. This is where I want to retire. And, you know, Coach Belichick and I and the staff, the organization, make sure we try to head in that direction. Yes, sir.
Can you elaborate on what you're doing at the Kentucky Derby?
A lot of stuff. I don't know. Just going down to the race, you know. This is actually going to be my second time going. It's so weird that I went to college there for 3 years and never really took it. Interested in it until last year. You know, my guy Vince and Tom just kept pulling me like, hey, you need to come over, man. And I you know, it was great. We had a lot of fun last year. And I'm looking forward to it this year.
What about the charitable effort?
Yeah.
And stuff like that?
Yeah, the marathon run, which would be Saturday. The Kentucky Derby City mini marathon. My wife has built this entire thing for us to, you know, raise fund for the foundation so that we can donate it to certain different organizations and everything. She, along with, I think we got 12 people, that's with Team Branch, that will be running for Team Branch. And so far we raised about $27,000. And I'm going to match whatever the final number is Friday. And then we're going to give away, we're going to donate so many, you know, most of the charity, the proceeds to different organizations. And I will be pushing my son. Me and his twin brother, we pushed my son 2.5 miles. So it's going to be a lot of fun. This is my second time doing it. Have a great time. And, right alongside that, the Home of the Innocents, in which there will be about 20 or so special need kids that we'll be pushing alongside with a bunch of firemen. They'll be pushing other kids as well, 2.5 miles. So it's a lot of fun. I think the guys get a kick out of beat me. You know what I'm saying? That's the fun part for them. It's not fun for me. But I'm looking forward to it. Yeah.
How does your son inspire you?
Across the board, I think most importantly, just life. You know, I think everybody look at the football side of it. The biggest thing that he was given, you know, 6 months to live. He's 11. He turned 11 last Tuesday. I mean, it's a blessing. I mean, for me to sit back and mope and complain about anything, that's not right. When he can't get up and play with his brothers and sisters. You know, but each and every day he has a big smile on his face. And that's what's important, I think. You know, people always ask me, how does it relate to football? You know, football is going to last for so long. This is my son. You know, I want to have him forever, so that's what's most important. Yes, ma'am.
He's a twin?
Mm-hmm. What's, yes, DeAndre.
DeAndre.
And then Deontay.
Deontay.
Yes, ma'am. I don't know why the mom wanted to name him that. I want them to have their own name. But, yes, ma'am. I'm excited to see my son. I'm excited to see Deontay. Because this is the first time I'm actually really getting him involved in these type of things. To let him know, hey, these are the things that you need to be doing in the community and doing for your brother. You know? But I'm excited to see him push him as well. He's a little lazy. Yeah.
Did you have a chance to make it down to the Final Four?
No, man. I missed it. You know, I had my... my little girl's birthday party. That's the only thing safe. Because I was there. I was going. But the guys did a great job. You know, we were supposed to be there regardless of what you all think. We were supposed to be there. So, yeah, hopefully we'll bounce back next year. Yo, what you think?
Hey.
He said, hey, yeah, I know. Yeah. We got to play Providence a lot better. Yeah.
How do you guys deal with empathy, sympathy for a guy like Wes Welker, mm-hmm. who's going through kind of a contract thing with right. a franchise tag? Do mm-hmm. you let him have his space? Do you kind of support him?
Yeah.
How do you handle that?
Well, we do a little both. It's space and support. Mm-hmm. You know, at the same time, we all know it's a business, and, you know, Wes knows that, the organization knows that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have to let them, too, handle that, and they'll hash it out. Mm-hmm. They'll hash it out. But, you know, overall, I mean, that's our friend, you know, regardless of the business side. You know, we always call and check up on him.
Have you given him any advice from...
No advice.
No?
No advice. You know, Wes been in the game a long time. I've been in a long time. Like I said, I'm just there for support. You know, I think his advice comes from his representatives, and I think that's good enough. I'm not his agent.
Has it been important to have Brady here during these workouts?
Oh, yeah. It's always good. You know, like I said, most importantly, this is the time that you build a camaraderie with your teammates. And it's fun, though. You really get to see the guys who really love the game, who love to be around each other. Now, after a while, you know, after 4, 5, 6 months of it, then we're tired of each other. But the beginning phase is always good. It's always see who's here, who's excited about the upcoming season. You see the urge that the guys have, you know, and you know, I think we all looking forward to the season.
Off the top of my head, I think this is Harold Nash's first that he's running on his own.
Yeah.
How's he been doing?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Harold's crazy. You see, I'm late for the interview, right? Yeah. It's his fault. But yeah, Harold's doing a great job. I think with the things that he's learned from Coach Wasik, you know, it's carrying over. And then you have the guys in here, you know, Vince, Mayo, you know, Tom, guys showing up and supporting Harold. It makes the transition a lot more easier for him. Yeah.
And he missed out on that last year, you know.
I know we did. Well,
he's making up for it.
Yeah, he is. He is. I mean, plus he only has so much time to work with. But most importantly, like I said, this train has already been built, and it's just all about just moving in the right direction. Yeah.
It's important, too, to show the new guys coming in that either.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, that's what's important. Like, you get the older guys, you know, we here, we all have families and stuff. You know, I got a wife, my kids and stuff back at home. But at the same time, this is my job. You know, I think it's good that we all come here, you know, try to continue to build this dynasty. And, you know, we come here, work out, and go home. And I think that's what's important for all the guys. And everybody's showing up. Everybody's showing up, which is good.
It's under new rules. How many days a week is it, or what's
That part I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm just here every day working out. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say the wrong thing.
We get you. We'll
I think overall, yeah, you can find it out. I think you know, we just do our regular workouts. It's you know, and it's just 4 days a week, and they break us off the amount of time that we're here. They kill us.
Well, next week I think you get to get rid of Harold a little bit.
What happened next week?
You get on the field.
Yeah, you get some.
Oh, we start throwing?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know the schedule already. I don't know that part yet.
It's like, bye, Harold.
Yeah, I'm just week to week, you know? And it's a day to day. Yeah, yeah.
You said you didn't go anywhere, but did you give yourself any time off before coming in?
Yeah, I did. You know, I went back home, you know. I haven't been home. To Georgia yet. I've been around doing minor things in the community back at home, and I think the next one is Saturday, and then Derby the week after that. I'm trying to think of my schedule. And then the week after that, I have a football camp in Louisville. And then 2 weeks after that, I have my camp in Georgia. And then I think we will... I think I take my kids somewhere out of town again. We went to out of Africa. Have you all been there before?
No.
It's in Arizona. It's beautiful. These tour guides actually take you into the jungle, how it is, supposedly in Africa for real. You know, we riding around these RVs and stuff. And, you know, giraffes come up to you. You feed them. You should see my kids. The giraffe sticking his tongue in the RV is crazy. My baby was crying the entire time. But it was nice. I think the best part about it was the lions. I think all the men want to see the lions. What do you think? The lion was roaring, standing on top of this box. Never heard. I see it on TV all the time. But I actually saw it, just sitting there roaring. You know what he was doing? Huh? Sending his territory. Yeah.
They're just loose? Like,
well, not the lions. Okay. Everything else was loose. Everything else. Horses, zebras.
Yeah, but that's what you veterans are doing right now.
What?
You're being lions.
Yeah. Yeah, we set our territory here. Yeah, and here in the weight room and stuff. Yes, ma'am. Yes, but other than that, we're going to take another trip, and then that'll be it. Get ready for training camp. I think I take my wife somewhere for anniversary at some point. Yeah.
Sorry if you already asked this, Dion, but are you going to watch the draft this weekend?
No, ma'am.
No?
No, I have a big event going on, big charity event. I have a lot of work. I got to go down and get my kids situated. You know, I got to meet with the people at the Home of the Innocents on Friday. I'll be traveling all day Thursday, meeting all day Friday, and I'll be running Saturday. So, I'm pretty sure, you know, Coach Belichick and the guys are going to make the right decision to bring the right guys in.
Are you looking forward to getting to know them throughout the summer, not just, you know, right, start a training camp?
Yeah. Oh, the guys that we have here, I mean, are great. The addition, the guys that they brought in, great guys. You know, Trevor, Daniel. I've seen a couple of other guys floating around, Will Allen. I mean, these guys we know throughout the league. This is not all about trying to get those guys to understand how we do things this way. And I think they're doing a pretty good job.
How much do you think it'll benefit the new players coming in to have a regular, normal off season?
Well, it's going to be a whole lot better than last year. You know, that's one thing. I think overall the next thing is just for the veteran guys to lead the younger guys. You know, lead the younger guys and also the new guys. For us to go out and just do our thing, show the guys, hey, this is how we do things over here. I think we'll be okay.
All right, guys.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks, Dion.
Hey, thank you.